Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Run with it together. And so from a personal and a corporate vision of a preferred future, I took quite a bit of pictures from the Bible, and nothing like, you know, the picture that I was stuck with a little bit was, you know, you, the light of the world, city on a hill. I struggled with that. I couldn't see the full story about the future. And so I settled with this from the Book of Songs. I did that like over 2-3 months with you from Song of Solomon, where in chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, the lady says, I am the lily of the valley and the husband, which is Christ. He affirms there and saying, yes, you are the lily among thorns. And so that's the picture that I'd like to present to you. If we can get our faith right, if we can get our respect for God right, enjoy life but respect God, and if we can get our wisdom right, then the chances are that we can become the lily of the valley among thorns. So what does it mean? Lily means it's a picture of beauty. It's the best description in the Bible about the word glory. The word glory is not an easy word to define, but when you see it, you know what it is. It's like the glory of the fruit. It's the glory of the flower. You know, the awesomeness of that flower, the beauty of it. And valley symbolizes obscurity. You know, it's down there in the valley where nobody can go. But yet God says, you know what, I want to beautify the valley. It's obscurity. It's like God finding you even in the valley, in the lowest time of your life. You remember David? He was in the taking care of the father's sheep, and he was in the wilderness. And the Samuel prophet comes to town to anoint the next king. And all of what was his father's name? Jesse, yeah. All of Jesse's sons, they pass by, and God says, no, not this one, not this one, not this one. There's one in the field. And God never forgets about the people in the field. And it's about becoming this beauty in obscurity among thorns. And thorns are a symbol of what? Evil and suffering. It's about becoming that. And it's about the glory of faith. It's about the glory of the fear of the Lord. It's about the glory of wisdom. You know, this lily, you know what it does? It, in the valley, it prevails against the thorns. You know the story about the thorns would choke the tree and make the tree unfruitful? In the midst of thorns, this lily has the audacity to grow and to become the beautiful thing in the valley. And again, we have to become this prevailing church, this church that can overcome anything. And, you know, Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 16, I'll build my church upon this rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Nothing must prevail against us. Nothing must keep us down. And so I want to suggest to you that it's a journey to a certain place. And that place is a place where you are confident, you are bold, you are courageous. The question is, and I'm going to deal with this in the weeks to come, we're going to take our constitution, we're going to rewrite the constitution. It's the last time it was revised in 2004. I want to take it out and revise it because I want to develop KPIs. You know what KPIs is? Key performance indicators. How do we measure that, yeah, we are becoming more confident, we are becoming more bold, we are becoming more courageous? You just can't have this thing. You've got to measure it. We've got to find measurements to it, you know, either objectively or subjectively. And we, this becoming this, this picture, the lily of the valley, it's about coming to the place where you are healthy, you are strong, you are lean, you are full of life, full of energy. How we measure that, I don't know. But that's what I'd like to see. It's about coming to the place where you are prosperous, you are wealthy, you are successful. How are we going to measure that? I don't know. But we have to find measurements. It's coming to the place where you are wise, knowledgeable, full of understanding. It's coming to the place where we are victorious over principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of the world and wickedness in high places. It's coming to the place where we know that we are safe and protected and we have are divinely directed by God. How are we going to measure that? I don't know. It's coming to the place where we learn to live stress-free. How are we going to measure that? I don't know. But we have to find key performance factors that would help us to measure those things and to see whether we are winning and we're getting to the place where we said, you know, if we, those three things, if God's going to catapult us, that's what we want. But when we get there, how do we know we got there? We don't know how to measure it. You know, the signposts, we need to put the signposts up and make sure that we are constantly in the right direction, because that's what we become. We want to become the lily of the valley among thorns. In the midst of wickedness, I told you, it's a dark world. You know the interesting thing about the lily? You know what Jesus said? He said, take no thought for your clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. We want to grow. There's a song that in this, what's it called, Luke? In this house we will grow. I found where I belong. How does it go? I'm a living stone, and in this house we'll grow. And that's what we need. You know, we need growth. We need to measure growth. And Jesus said, and toil not, neither spin, that Solomon in all his glory, in all his beauty, in all his wealth, cannot be compared to that lily. That's what Jesus said. Solomon, with all his money, all his wealth, can't be compared to this lily. And so Jesus said, if God clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much clothe you, O you of little faith? And so what we need to do is this. This is what Habakkuk says. And the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision. See, it's got to be written. Make it plain. We've got to simplify it. And he that reads it might run with it. And that's what you want for your life. You know, that's the future we desire. You have to run with it. And so, this is what God said to Habakkuk. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. By the end of it, it shall speak, and it shall not tarry. Wait for it. It will surely come. If you have a vision, God says, it will surely come. So, you've got to have a vision. It's not about the past. It's about a future. It's about trusting God for bigger things in the future. And you're going to read this in the book of Habakkuk, where it says the story about vision. Write it out. You know what's God's vision? Right there it says what God's vision is. God's vision is that just shall live by faith. God says, if you want to show me how righteous and how just you are, prove it to me. Trust me. Live by faith. And I know that you really mean it. We're going to do that, and we're going to have a written document. Measure the future, see how we get there quickly as possible. One last thing I want to say to you. One of the things that I want to start doing is, this is a project. I don't know whether it can work or not, but I want to create a documentary of every person's testimony, the thing that really turned your life around for Christ. I'm going to take all that, we're going to make a documentary, and I'm going to try to make it one story. I don't know whether it's possible, but I'm going to try to make it one documentary, less than 45 minutes, okay, including, you know, you standing before the set, giving your testimony, somebody narrating it, going and doing a drone shot of where you lived. Whatever you do, we're going to really create a nice one, and that's going to be a combined effort. And it could mean that we could actually go out, you know, 3-day camp where we're going to brainstorm those things, get the thing going. So yeah, there's some nice things. And so that is the future. It's not about the past. It's about, do we have a future? Do we have a future? And in my humble opinion, that's the future that I'd like to pursue. And I'd like to invite you on a journey. And if you are want to join on the journey, let's go and celebrate. This would be my second Holy Communion for the day. 5:30 this morning, I had my coffee and a slice of toast. That was my first communion. I've decided that I'm not going to eat alone. If I'm alone, I'm going to eat with the Lord. If somebody else, then I'll have fellowship with him. If I can bring you to the place where three times a day you can respect him, acknowledge him. What's his name? Daniel, he prayed three times a day. Okay, minimum, if I can get you to the point by using food, if I can bring you to that place, then I've really brought the fear of the Lord right to the level of you eating your food, right to the kitchen table. Okay, let's pray. Devi will close in prayer and Tia will close in. Pronounce benediction.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.